Welcome to Let's Talk, Ed Zahi. We've been talking about Autism Awareness Month, and within that, we have been talking about inclusivity and what that means. And in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is what inclusivity is not. So we got into this a little bit in our last episode, and I'll throw this softball up for you, Zahi, and I'll let you hit
this one. Well, that's unique. You never do that typically.
Yeah. I'll let you hit this one out of the park. Obviously, when we're talking about inclusivity, we are obviously talking about nothing other than making things easier for everybody by lowering rigor and things like that.
Wow. You come straight out of some legislative committee in any state of the union or the federal government, because that's not what we're talking about. You know, we are not talking, nobody is asking for a free pass. Nobody's asking for a handout. What we're discussing here, or at least I am not, and I'm pretty sure you're not, what we're discussing is, this is the bar. Some people inherently are, through the lottery of birth, you know, can jump over the bar without any concern. Others cannot. They are equally equipped with the smarts and the hard work. That's not the concern. But the lottery of birth is not fair or equal. It has never been and will never be. So how can we go from the dessert based on that to, in effect, an opportunity for every person to get where they need to be? That's the conversation. The bar is the bar. Nobody's going to get a pass. And for that matter, you know what? We've lowered the bar so often in higher education because your parents made a donation, because you come from this family, because your parents were alumni and or a big name or what have you. We've done it. You know, name a president whose kid has not been to a private elite university. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, we're not talking about giving everybody an A or anything like that. But what we are talking about is, how do we make sure that we can set up a road to success for people? And, you know, make that road as smooth as possible, but they're still going to have to navigate it. You know, kind of like that whole, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. We've all seen students that we know are excellent students, and for whatever reason, they don't apply themselves or whatever until they get that right wake up call. You know, some people, they, again, you know, they're not born on third base. They have their individual struggles, whatever they may be. And they may need a little bit of a helping hand to get there, but let's not make the road any harder for them, you know, and say, well, Zahi, you're autistic, so we're going to make it harder for you to get through school. Like, that makes no sense. You know, you come in with your own set of challenges, but, you know, instead it should be, Zahi, you're autistic. So, you know, what are some of the things that we can do to help you be successful?
Yes. And we hear a lot about accommodations. And yes, by law, through the American Disabilities Act, it's required of higher education, well, of education in general. But with that said, the Americans with Disabilities Act is not about changing the standards is not about breaking the back of the institutions. It is about setting up the individuals for their success because they come with a disability. What does that mean? That means we're not looking for an accommodation. We're not looking for a personalization. We're not looking for tutoring, which you spoke about a little bit earlier in the prior segment. In effect, what we're looking for is a springboard or a set of stepping stones for that person to make it from point A to point B. You know, if you're 6 foot five, the stepping stones can be further apart than somebody who's like myself, pretty challenged in terms of my height. Okay? And if you were a working parent, right, you allow for classes to be done accordingly. You allow for opportunities to have daycare for your children. Those are part of the inclusivity. Inclusivity is not to give them a handout. Because trust me, you and I know of individuals who are well off, who have benefited from foundation scholarships for their children. Why is that okay? And why isn't for Jimmy John, who's impoverished, and his children, or Joanna, who's a single mother of three? Why should we judge Joanna rather than to support her?
Right. And, you know, when we talk about Joanna, and, you know, we all know children bring in, you know, their own set of a challenge as parents. And what we're not saying is, Joanna, you can be late for class every day because you have three kids, and that's going to be okay. You know, it may be that, Joanna, we need you to make sure that you call if you're going to be late, if an emergency has come up. But we're also going to help guide you on, you know, how do we make sure that every day you can make that 8 o'clock class? You know, what are the things that can be put into place so that you understand that is a requirement of you?
Right. Or open a high flex section where Joanna, if her child is sick, she can still attend remotely or asynchronously, because we've recorded it and it is high quality, high fidelity, and provides the education. That doesn't cost us a whole lot of money. And that doesn't lower the bar. At least I don't think it does.
No, I don't think it does either. And, you know, again, to me, that's a very welcoming thing to do. It's still holding her accountable because she still has to do the work and all of that. And, you know, we're holding her accountable, but we're also helping her as much as we can to help her succeed. Because, again, the goal, we want our students to be successful. We can't force our students to be successful. We can't hold their hands every single step of the way and navigate for them. But we can, you know, certainly put in some nice guideposts so that our students easily know, you know, hey, there's a food pantry. If I'm hungry, I can go there. Hey, I can get a bus pass if I go talk to this person, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, they know those things exist and are available.
And we're not going to hand them a degree or a certificate or a diploma just as a thank you for participating, right? That nobody's asking for that, right? And having those hard conversations occurs every single day on college campuses, right? Not all of a sudden we went from the, you know, hunter-gatherer who's affected by nothing, to the individual who, if the wind blows the next state over, are now wusses that can't make it to campus. No, I mean, it's the same human. It's just that today's challenges in higher education need to be met by today's standards. And the standards include a similar amount of rigor. You know, when I went to school, I wasn't allowed to use an electronic or scientific calculator. Today's students are allowed to. Is that a bad thing? Should I come up with a dictate where, nope, we do not allow them? I mean, it's absolutely silly.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in school, you're not going to have a calculator everywhere you go. And now I have this thing that I carry with me that not only has a calculator, but it also has the internet and allows me to access about any piece of knowledge known to mankind that I want to find.
Yep. Yeah. And some stuff that hasn't even been thought about.
Yeah. So,
well, folks, that's another episode of Let's Talk Ed, another week. Chris and I, we sound like we're on a rant. In effect, no, but this is an area where the two of us are exceedingly passionate. And I think over the years we've known one another, we've complemented one another, our knowledge, our passion, our devotion to higher education. In particular, as it comes to promoting the support to each and every student as individuals who are, sometimes in need of something. So we thank you for joining us. Autism Awareness Month is the month of April every year. Please take this into consideration. And it's not just about autism. It's about every difference that we see. It could be height. It could be ethnicity. It could be religion. It could be first generation, it could be a physical disability, it could be an illness, it could be dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blanks however you see them. Chris and I, thank you again. We look forward to seeing you on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. You have a great rest of your day. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.